They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
What? Are you kidding? We got us some family here.
Firm at the terrible things away.
Yes, you are correct, sir.
I still jerk off manually.
Shit eating son of a bitch! Bastard! Douchebag! What?
They have to use so many cuss words.
Good day and welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, June 22nd, 2010. My name is Tim. I can't believe it's already June 22nd. This month is just flying by. Anyway, let's get right to the funny, shall we? This clip I found on funnyordie.com. You may recognize the voices of Eric McCormick, formerly of Will and Grace, and Kate Flannery, who plays the crazy redhead on The Office. This is called Finger Babies.
All right. All right, guys, listen up. Kevin, thank you. Now, we have a very special guest speaker today to speak to you about a very serious issue, and I expect you to act like young adults. Mr. Brennan?
Finger fucking. Finger bang. Stinky pinky. Third base. Sound familiar to anybody? How about knuckle bumping? Dirty digits. I'm talking about vaginal digital intercourse, people. Show me someone who says they're not doing it or not thinking about doing it, and I'll show you a goddamn liar! Thumb shoves, clam pokes, making pussy mittens. Call it what you want. If you've heard that it's a form of safe sex, that there's no harm in it, then you heard wrong. Finger sex is not safe sex, because finger sex can lead to finger babies. When I was 15, I got my girlfriend finger pregnant. We were too afraid to go all the way, so we thought we'd be safe. French kissing under the bleachers at lunch. Marathon dry humping sessions in her parents' finished basement. And then one night at the church youth group sleepover, we snuck out to the apple orchard. Before long, my strumming fingers were playing a mean jam session in her juicy, juicy studio. They were too young to be parents. So we gave it up for adoption. But let me tell you something. Finger babies can happen to anyone. And yes, I am talking to you, ladies. It doesn't just happen to the skanky rocker chick, oh no. It can happen to the secretly slutty honor student. The horny, born-again Christian cheerleader. And it can even happen to the frustrated high school teacher doing the grope and poke in the alley behind Chili's. So heed my words. Learn from my mistakes. Save the finger sex until you're married and wearing two pairs of latex gloves. There's magic in all of you.
No wonder my high school girlfriends kept breaking up with me. They were having finger babies and just not telling me. Actually, that explains a lot. But anyway, got some news for you. But first, here's a PSA about beer.
Are you overweight and miserable because of it? I'm not. And I never have been. What's my secret? I drink beer. Let me explain how it works. One 12-ounce beer contains about 100 calories. Two beers, about 200. Six, 600. But 12 beers don't have any calories at all.
Oh, if it were only true. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
A PepsiCo marketing mix-up results in lemon-lime Doritos. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. PepsiCo executives are blaming interdepartmental miscommunication for the recent national rollout of Citrus Blast lemon-lime Doritos. PepsiCo Director of Product Development Jim Schumann apologized for the millions of bags of sweet, tangy tortilla chips now glutting the nation's supermarkets.
We made a mistake. Please bear with us while these unfortunate chips are removed from store shelves.
Schumann went on to apologize for the millions of 2-liter bottles of zesty jalapeno Mountain Dew, also available nationwide. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News.
Yummy. Hey, that's it for this particular episode of the broadcast. Please be returning tomorrow for more of the same. Bye-bye.
Shut up!